Here at the Midwest Ag Expo 2026, Gordyville, USA, and I believe they call it now the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA. So we'll try to plug in that whenever we can here. I'm Chad Baker, and we have Kelly Lyons with Midwest AgriCredit. They are part of the Longview Capital Corp stand here on the north side of the Gordyville building. Kelly, how are we doing?
I'm doing great this morning. It's a nice morning, a little warmer today. It's perfect time to come out to the show.
Yep. Not looking forward to the weather this weekend, are we?
I'm not, no.
It's going to be definitely cold, but it gets people looking around and trying to figure out what they need as far as their finances go in 2026. Midwest AgriCredit does so much to help folks, especially the folks who are looking to try to make sure that their farm finances is in order. But you guys always have some ever-changing stuff going on. What do people need to know right now?
Well, sure. Our main business is crop insurance. It's the only insurance that we actually do, and it's very important that everybody meets with their agent this year, because with the changes with the One Big Beautiful Bill, there are a lot of different opportunities with crop insurance this year, and it's very important to sit down with your agent, go through your operation, and make sure you're taking advantage of everything we're now able to add to our policies, such as buy-up policies, higher subsidies, bigger subsidies for beginning farmers and ranchers. So just very important that everybody meet with their agent versus rolling their policy as we sometimes do.
Now, I'm starting to ask that question because I know it's going to pop up here for folks, especially in this area, where the farm economy is right now with the crisis and everything. There's going to be people that are be a little more conscious about how they're investing, how they're insuring, the things that they're, you know, protecting the things that they already have. Are you seeing that already? Are you seeing some of those questions pop up, how folks can maybe better secure their situation here while the economy is kind of going through the issues?
Well, absolutely. I think we felt those questions last year, and it's only gotten more this year. But with that, we have seen an increase in subsidies, as mentioned. So crop insurance as a whole is actually going to be cheaper this year than last year. So we get to be a cheaper input, which is great. They did increase what we call our buy-up policies that go to 95%, for instance, the ECO. They increased the subsidy on those to 80%. So for some, that would be an add-on policy this year. But what that allows you to do is really put in an extra floor that might not make you positive when you look at your grid to see your return per acre, but it puts a floor in. So if things were to get worse, we are able to protect ourselves on the downside.
Well, I know that that's good news for folks, because most folks don't like spending more money if they don't have to.
Oh, no. I don't like spending more money than I have to, and I never recommend just gambling on a policy if we don't understand how it works. I mean, it is risk management. It's meant to insure, to put our floor in, and we don't want to spend any more than we have to.
And it's crazy how time flies, because that period's coming up quicker than what we realize, just around the corner.
Absolutely. And again, there's so many changes this year that I think it's very important. Meet with your agent now if you want to get final prices after March 1st and look things over again. That's great. But get the paperwork and the questions out of the way now, because March 15th comes quicker than we think.
That it does. Talk a little bit about Midwest AgriCredit and their folding into the Longview Capital Corp. How does that aspect fit, and having all those services, how they benefit your clients?
Sure. The banks of Longview Capital Corporation actually own our business, own MAC. We do crop insurance. That is our primary business. But again, through our great lenders at our Longview Capital Banks, we are able to get a full picture of your operation. We don't tie them together between the insurance and the lending, but we do have some similar customers. And, you know, it's great when you can put the whole thing together and talk as a group, and it's very beneficial to the grower.
Very good. Folks can find you in Danville, but you have car and wheel travel. So folks that, you can kind of meet people wherever you need to. For folks that want to reach out and try to get that ball rolling and get some more information, ask those hard questions. So what's the best way of them doing?
Sure. Yes, our main office, as you mentioned, is in Danville. It's in the Farm Bureau building. Our phone number is 217-431-4960. But we represent 40 counties in both Illinois and Indiana, and we can go wherever need be.
Well, it's important to that folks over on the Indiana side to know that you guys ride over there, because there may be some people that want to reach out.
Oh, absolutely. We ride on both sides of the state line, and we with many producers that actually grow on both sides of the state line. So.
And important to get that ball rolling and ask those questions early because you're about to become very, very busy.
Well, yeah, the fun is starting now. This is our planting season. That's what we always say. This is our planting season. And then as soon as you get in the field, that's when we take our breather.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly, I'm going to let you get back to the fun here because you guys have a lot of giveaways, a lot of folks that are starting to climb in here and to talk to. Thanks for spending time with us, and we look forward to hopefully a great Midwest Ag Expo this year.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Kelly Lyons with Midwest AgriCredit. More reports coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.